Welcome to Everyday Christianity, where we explore how the principles of Christianity impact our everyday lives. Join us as we delve into the timeless wisdom of the Bible, applying its principles to build stronger relationships, find purpose in our careers, nurture thriving families, and deepen our connection with God.
Hey, welcome back to Everyday Christianity, a podcast on how to practically apply biblical truth for daily living. We welcome you. I'm Pastor Steve Wood. I'm the lead pastor at Mount Pisgah Church. I'm joined by Dwayne Wood today and Joel Knowles as we continue our journey towards understanding what it really means to live into life in the Spirit with Jesus Christ at the helm, to be a disciple of Jesus and make disciples of Jesus and to bear the kind of fruit the Bible speaks of that builds people up rather than tears them down. We welcome you, and today we just want to deal with the simple truth that comes out of Ephesians 4 and unpack that a little. So, Dwayne, you've got that passage for us today.
Yeah, I'm going to read Ephesians 4, 29 through 32, Pastor Steve, and
all right,
here we go. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. And I will go on record as this is a convicting scripture to yours truly.
Yeah.
It is something that, you know, from the time I was a young man, I guess it's you know, the personality. I don't know if it, you know, personality or not, but bottom line is, it is difficult for me to continually remember not to let unwholesome talk come out of my mouth.
Yeah,
and you know, I remember as a father, we would tell the kids, don't let anything unwholesome come out of your mouth. And we use the sowing seeds, you know, sow good seeds, you reap a good harvest, sow bad seeds and reap a bad harvest. Well, that was more for me than it was for them at the time.
I understand. Well, let me go on record and join you in this being a personal struggle. In fact, while you were reading it, I was thinking about a collateral passage that our listeners may want to check out of the book of James, where it talks about, hey, the tongue is really a dangerous instrument and it can set the woods on fire. I just paraphrase that. But, you know, when Paul is writing this to the church, a small group of people at Ephesus, there were all kinds of things going on. And there was this kind of polarization like we're experiencing in our country when people want to get into a political conversation. Oh, my gosh. You know, you can feel the tension escalate in the room when you talk about any of the political forums or candidates or whatnot. But this is more than just behavior modification. I'm not against behavior modification. I think it's a great thing. This is a biblical truth that God has given us to live by. Why? Because everything God gives us to live by builds up the kingdom of God. And one of the ways we build the kingdom of God is by building one another up according to their needs. That it would be that what we would say would be of benefit. Now, that could be encouragement, but it also could be accountability in love if we offer it in that perspective. But the main thing is, or at least my takeaway from this, is, you know, how does Steve Wood practically apply this and ask God to help develop a filter that, wow, let me think before I speak, because I want to be constructive rather than destructive.
Yeah, being constructive is admirable, but I can't help but think about this on a personal level, and it's just immediate. The first thing sometimes when somebody says something or does something, you immediately, you think this thought, and it's like, you got to stop. Don't speak. Don't talk. I have just a general rule of thumb that if you'll count to 10, don't reply to that email. Don't reply to that voicemail that's left. And emails are particularly pretty tough, but just don't reply. And how do you overcome evil? What does Romans tell us? How do you overcome evil? You overcome evil with good.
Right.
And right. So you know, the old, it just behooves us to stop, think, and not say anything that's unwholesome, that's and not encouraging, that tears down and does not build up. We had a little bit of a reminder of this. Ray and I were playing golf on Friday, and we accidentally hit into the group in front of us.
Okay.
You know, people get aggravated, and it was entirely unintentional. We didn't see them. Yeah. They were down in the valley, but I know what was going through my heart. I was at last like, Lord, please take this away from me. I'm getting angry with these guys, and I don't want to do that.
All right. I'm so glad you're getting into practical context there. And in other words, that was an accident, but it could have been an argument that escalated. So we get contextual opportunities to apply this in our everyday living. So for those of you who may be married or in a relationship, there's one context. Only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. When it comes to parenting or grandparenting, that it would benefit those who listen. And even in, listen, the day-to-day work context, you spend 40, 50 hours a week. Most of us spend that time with the same group of people. Mm. And, you know, one of the ways the Lord builds the kingdom of God is the salt and light influence of encouragement, hope, and loving accountability that doesn't wander across the border into judgment or criticism.
Yeah, I'm amazed when I see good being done in the face of evil and the results that happened from that.
Yeah.
When somebody is genuinely kind to someone who's been unkind to them.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that is, that to me, I see the Holy Spirit in action, and that's not natural. That's not what we're, you know, sinful nature, our fleshly nature, is to attack and not be very kind. But I'm also reminded that, you know, it says here, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. And Pastor Steve, maybe you could talk a little bit more about this, but grieving the Holy Spirit is something that becomes a concern as a believer, because the Bible tells us we can quench the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We can put wet logs on that fire, and it'll be smoke instead of fire.
Yeah.
And that's concerning to me as a believer, and I think this is a warning here. This is a warning. It's a warning that, hey, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, because if you let those unwholesome things come out of your mouth and you throw those wet logs on the fire, there'll be consequences.
And it's not just a one-time warning. This is a thing that's to be considered in daily application along with our filter for what he calls godly living or wholesome living. And, you know, to quench the Holy Spirit in my mind, just a basic application would be, all right, this is what God wants to do. This is what God wants to say, but I'm not doing that. I'm doing something else. That's quenching the Holy Spirit. Grieving the Holy Spirit is when we slightly alter what it is that God's trying to accomplish, say, or do, or probably the most common occurrence of grieving the Holy Spirit is when God calls us to speak up on an issue, mm-hmm. bring light to an issue, or whatever, and we just decide, no, I'm not going to engage in this because of whatever reason. Yeah. And so the Lord is trying to lead us, but, you know, God wants to lead us, but we still got the power of the human will. And so it takes our cooperation to build the kingdom with God. And when he says in here, so get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. I mean, that's a pretty comprehensive list here.
Yeah, it sure is. Bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander. So I think that the other thing that's striking me right now is being kind and compassionate to one another. This is exactly what we're called to do. We're called to die to self. And so pride is a, you know, pride can be something in here. But when we die to self and forgive one another, forgiving one another just as Christ God forgave you, I think Jesus gave a parable about somebody who was forgiven much and then demanded a little bit in a vicious way from someone who owed them something.
Yeah, that's a dangerous position to be in. And this goes along with all the other practical application of part of the filter. This one may be more behavioral than verbal, though. And that is, who are we to deny forgiveness when Christ has given us unlimited atonement through his shed blood, great sacrifice, and offered us the promise, if you confess your sin, I'll forgive your sin. And so forgiveness is one of the key elements in terms of kind of keeping us in sync and informed. Now, when emotions rise and you get in what are escalating conversations, oftentimes in the filter, the be kind and compassionate card gets shuffled to the back of your mind because we go into attack mode or refute mode or whatever. But there's a way still to articulate the truth or the reality of a situation and still be kind and compassionate.
Yeah, or we go into the emotional mode of getting very loud and animated. Those are interesting times, and I'm guilty of that one in particular. And I find a lot of times that it just works much better for me if I stop and think what I'm going to do before I do it, and fly off the handle.
Or better yet, in this case, to stop and think about what I'm going to say before I say it.
Yeah, or pray. You know, why don't we just in the middle of conflict, just pray for the Lord to take it.
Yeah, Lord, give me the right words.
Tell me what to say
in this kind of situation.
The right way and the right thing to say. So, I just find for our listeners that this is something that I think everyone deals with, and most of us deal with it on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah.
And so if we remember, to me, I think about Paul, who thought of himself as chief among sinners. And when you think of yourself the way Paul did, as chief among sinners, it changes the perspective a little bit, and all of a sudden it becomes easier to forgive somebody else.
Yeah.
They don't know any better.
Hey, that's a good word to end on. The whole gift of self-awareness and being able to try to live in being self-aware, especially in times where there's potential contention. Hey, we want to help you in your journey as you learn to apply not just Ephesians 4, verses 29 through 32, but all of God's truth and promises that he's gifted you to live in his presence and to be a disciple of Jesus that feels good about the progress you're making, living the life God's called you to. If we can help you, you can reach us at everydaychristianity@mountpisgah.org, or you can go to the website, mountpisgah.org, and there's a lot of resources there that will be helpful to you in your journey. And we'll look forward to hearing from you and being with you when we get together again next time on our podcast, Everyday Christianity. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
If you found value in today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with your friends and family. For any questions or feedback, feel free to reach out to us at everydaychristianity@mountpisgah.org. And you can find all the relevant links in the show notes. Until next time, God bless.